The following is presented by the Interactive Radio Network. www.irn.fm.
Turn on that radio and back here. The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and listen to the music.
I want to tell you, this show is a runaway beer truck careening downhill out of control. Cannot be stopped, will not be stopped.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program. And I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
The people of America have been overcharged. And on their behalf, I'm here asking for a refund.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back. I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, and you're tuned in to the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman, right here, right now. You're listening to The Big Money. And welcome back, everybody. Yes, I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airwaves' only radical capitalist and the nut who holds this world together, coming to you live on top of the 13th floor of the BIG building in beautiful Pine Hills, Florida. It is Tuesday, March 25th, and I welcome you to the show. If you're a first-time listener, then you need to sit down, strap in, and hang on as you're listening to the most unique talk show on the airwaves or on the internet. And again, I welcome you to the show. If it is your first time, then you need to listen to me a couple times before you really get the gist of what's happening here on The Big Money. We broadcast every weeknight from 10 to 11 exclusively here on the Interactive Radio Network, the fastest-growing internet radio station on the air. And you can get all kinds of different talk shows here, not only this political and business talk show, but we have comedy, we have sports shows, we have spiritual shows, we have shows that enlighten your spirit. I tell you, we just cover everything right here on the Interactive Radio Network, and we welcome you, especially tonight and every night from 10 to 11. So sit down and strap in, and you're probably wondering just what kind of show this is. Listen, this is unlike any other talk show out there. You know, I attack both the conservatives and the liberals, and I smack the greenies around just to have some fun. What we do here is we talk capitalism. What I try to do on this show is I'm trying to bring capitalism to America. I know that sounds kind of unique because everybody says that we're a capitalist country per se, but that is a no-no if that's what you actually think. And you will find that out as we do this show again every weeknight from 10 to 11. And we have some news that concerns the business community here tonight. We're going to be talking a little bit about the airline industry and the stocks. You know, we've kind of been getting off that for a while because what is in the news? And I'm watching the TV screens here at the BIG studios. We're just packed with all kind of video screens here, and we keep up to date on what's happening in the world. And, of course, you can't get the war on Iraq out of the news because that is the news that's happening right now. And we'll be talking a little bit about that because there is some more news breaking. As we're just getting ready to go into Baghdad, but it looks like we're going to hold off a little bit and we're going to control the rest of the country. But there's also some news from the other side, from the again, if you're just tuning in for the first time, I hate to use this term, peace protesters, because it doesn't fit. Here at the BIG Network, we consider them death protesters. You know, look, everybody's for peace, except for people like Saddam Hussein. You know, they strive on violence and evil. But most of the people, especially here in America, are, you know, are peaceful people. We don't like to go to war. It's not something that anybody's, you know, really wants to do. But in sometimes you have to have a big stick in order to, you have to have the military might behind you in order to get the evil people to act straight. And it's, you know, it's the reason here in America why we have the court system and we have police. Because we even have evil people here in the world that try to steal your belongings, that try to steal your money, that try to hurt your families here in America. And that's why we have the might of the police force and the courts to subdue these kind of people. And sometimes you have to use military might in order to control evil people. And that's what we're using our army for now. It is right over might. We're going to take care of the thugs, the murderous thieves over in Iraq, and hopefully that's just a start. And if you've heard me before, you know that's I don't really always agree with President Bush. I think going into Iraq might not have been the first choice. A lot of people, especially the peacenicks out there, think that our first choice should have been North Korea, because they think that's where we have the problems. And of course, I go against the trend here. I usually look at things 180 degrees backwards from everybody else, because I strive to be correct. You know, I have talent that is bought and paid for, and any time I consider myself or I find myself to be wrong, I correct it as quick as I can. I think the place we should have started should have been Iran, because Iran is where the problem is. That is where terrorism starts. That's where they train them, and that's where they finance them. But maybe Bush knows something that I quite haven't figured out yet, and maybe they're going into Iraq because that's an easier target to start with, and we have a reason to go in there. And then maybe we'll go into Iran, but we'll see. We have all kinds of news coming out. You've heard of these human shields that went over these peacenicks again. I hate to use that term, peacenicks. They're more these peace protesters here on the BIG Network. We now refer to them as death protesters. Because anybody out there that is protesting for peace, they're on death's side. They are condoning slavery and slave masters. And here at the BIG Network, again, we don't do that. We here strive for freedom and liberty, and for you first-time listeners, to make it easy for you to understand, and especially you college grads, whenever I, J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, uses the term capitalism or capitalist, all I want you to do is replace that word with freedom or liberty. Just substitute the words freedom or liberty. Anytime you hear me use capitalist or capitalism, it makes it easier to understand. And that's what we try to do here. We try to bring things down to an eighth grade level so even you college grads and college students can understand it. So anytime, again, I use capitalism, just substitute the word freedom. And these death protesters are not for that. They're out there protesting so that we don't go to war against Saddam Hussein, one of the most evil men ever to walk the face of the earth. And now we've had stories of these human shields that went over there. We all heard the story. We've all seen it. They drove the double-decker bus down from France and Britain to get in there, and they were going to put themselves at all the hospitals and schools. Well, things changed a little bit once they got down there, and Saddam Hussein said, hey, you peace protesters, thanks for coming, but things are different here in Iraq, and you will go where I tell you to go. So we have that story, along with the U.S. stocks. They're going back up. Everybody kind of panicked yesterday when they fell a little bit, but as I've been saying for months and months and months, once this war starts, once we go in there to get this evil man out of there, things will change, and they have. The stock's going to go up, and they will continue to go up, and we will now see American consumers spending money. We will now see businesses spending money. We will now see the capitalists, the entrepreneurs, the people who wake up every morning and risk not only their money, but their livelihood in order to produce products for their fellow men, you will see that they will start now spending more money freely. They will start hiring more Americans. So we have that in the news. PETA's in the news. Oh, yes, our good buddies PETA. Yes, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Well, we had them in the news last week, or the week before, I believe it was, when they declared beer ought to be the state drink in Wisconsin instead of milk. You know, they contradict themselves so much. I can't figure it out. And they're doing it again. I'm sure you heard the story here about the dolphins being used by the American Navy to go after mines in the waterways in Iraq. Well, PETA, you know, they have something to say about that, so we have that coming up later. Oh, yeah, speaking of the economy, Delta Airlines, if you guys have any tickets for major airlines, you better use them while you can. They might not be around too much longer because the economy has been sinking so far. And then we have some questions about war. You know, we have a couple questions here we're going to be raising on the big money. And actually, it's not our questions. I'm going to, you know, take some questions from, let's see, what's this man's? Dennis Peacock has wrote a commentary, and he asked a couple questions about this war. And again, he brings capitalism up, and of course, you know, I'm going to have to probably refute some of this because capitalism has gotten a bad rap here over the last 100 years, and that is why you listen to the big money every weeknight from 10 to 11 as we try to bring capitalism to America. Because I have a couple comments to say about this article about capitalism and about the American economy and about this great country of ours that we call America. You're listening to the big money here on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the Orlando Seals. To get more information, go to OrlandoSeals.com. You can give them a call at 407-447-PUCK. That's 407-447-7825. Stick around. We come back from the break. We'll talk a little bit here. Oh, yeah. I'm going to mention Michael Moore, too. I mentioned him a couple nights ago. But I've done a little bit of research on Michael Moore. And, you know, if I have time, I'll bring him up again. It's kind of hard to bring him up with the weight that the mass that he has amassed over his lifetime. But, yeah, he, you know, we have to mention these kind of people every once in a while because it's these kind of people that are teaching your young children in college. And we have to get it across to the capitalists out there that you're spending your money in the wrong place if you're helping any of the colleges out there with tuition, or, you know, if you donate any money to colleges. You might want to rethink that if you're a good capitalist, because a good capitalist doesn't pay for his own lynching. You're listening to the Big Money on the Interactive Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
It's IRN, the official internet radio site for Orlando Seals Hockey.
Hey, have you ever heard about the First Tee Golf Program? Here's the one place to get the skinny, StubbySticks.com. I'm Stubby. I once saw a child attempt a game of golf with a cut-down set of adult clubs. It brought tears to both his and my eyes. Then I got the drive to produce the world's best kids' golf set. Titanium driver, 3 Hogan-like heads, 5-7 and a 9-iron, and an excellent kids' putter. Call toll-free, it's 1-866-4-STUBBY. Or check out the website, www.stubbysticks.com. Support kids' golf, and be prepared to be impressed.
Assembled right here in the USA, stubbysticks.com, or dial 1-866-4-STUBBY. That's 1-866-4-STUBBY.
Hey, Fred, where'd you get that tiny little tractor?
It ain't a tractor, it's a Yamaha.
Well, hell, they don't make tractors, they make motorcycles.
Doggone it, it ain't a tractor, it's a Yamaha Trimoto from Early Cycle Center.
Well, what the hell you need a little tiny tractor like that for?
I said it ain't a tractor, and I got it for herding my cows, working on the fences, you know, getting around on the farm.
Well, you got a pick-em-up truck for that.
I know, but this here three-wheeler from Early Cycle Center uses about a tenth as much gas as that damn old truck, and it's a hell of a lot more fun, too. I can haul my fencing equipment on this big old damn rack on the back, and with the ultra-low gear, I can get up in the woods and pull them fucking logs down a hill where the tractor won't go.
No shit.
Hell yeah.
Sure looks like a little tiny tractor.
It ain't a fucking tractor, goddammit. It's a Yamaha Trimoto.
I think I'll get me one of them little tractors.
It ain't a fucking tractor.
Well, look at them big damn knobby tractor-looking tires.
You scum-sucking son of a bitch, it ain't a tractor.
Take a look at the Yamaha Trimoto from Early Cycle Center on Route 42 south of Harrisonburg.
Senator, your Secret Service advance teams and counter-snipers are in place. Three plainclothes bodyguards with submachine guns will escort you to the stage.
Sounds like we're ready. Let's go make a speech.
Charlie, team, you have a senator.
Let's give a warm welcome to the senator.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have come here to ask you to help reduce crime. Turn in your firearms to be destroyed.
No way! My family needs protection!
We're not the criminals!
Why do your guards have guns?
Hypocrite!
Politicians are trying to take away your firearms. Celebrities have gotten free media coverage by turning in firearms in front of cameras. They say you should turn in yours. Of course, they have armed bodyguards protecting them around the clock, many paid for by your tax money. Ask yourself something. Are the politicians and celebrities paying any bodyguards to protect you?
To help us spread these ads across America, send checks to Citizens of America, 2118.
A Monday warrior meets a Tuesday Sawyer.
And now, back to the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio. Your friend and mine, Mr. J.D. Hoffman.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
And you're tuned in. Excuse me, you're tuned in to one of the fastest growing shows right here on the internet. It is The Big Money, and I am your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, bringing capitalism to America with talent bought and paid for. People for the ethical treatment of animals has strongly condemned the U.S. military's use of dolphins and sea lions in the Iraq war to help clear underwater mines. About 100 dolphins and sea lions are helping U.S. troops clear shipping lanes in the Persian Gulf to ensure safe passage for vessels, including those that will provide humanitarian relief, reports the London Evening Standard. The dolphins use a small camera strapped to their fins. The teams work in both deep and shallow waters, looking for mines and marking them. Dolphins have been used like this by the U.S. for more than 30 years and have proved themselves more reliable than robots, said a Pentagon spokesman. Unlike robots, the dolphins neither run out of power nor have problems communicating from the seabed. Here's part of PETA's statement decrying the use of the animals. Our troops deserve the best defense possible, but PETA opposes the use of dolphins, sea lions, or any other marine mammals. The project is cruel and cannot provide a reliable defense or surveillance for our troops. Now, the Navy claims they are not putting these animals in harm's way, but they've removed these animals from their homes, relocated them to foreign waters in the Persian Gulf, and are forcing them to not only inspect waters, but to actually swim up to potential terrorists under the water, clamp a cuff on their leg, and deploy a floating marker. How can anyone say these animals are not being put in harm's way? The bottom line is that dolphins cannot provide a reliable defense. These are living beings with minds of their own, and though they are incredibly intelligent, they have no idea that their lives will be lost if they fail to perform their task properly. Well, you know, PETA believes that, you know, these animals, again, have minds of their own. And if they do, they're highly intelligent, but of course they can't figure out how to swim out to open water. Maybe these dolphins like doing this. You know, they feel useful, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. The dolphins, you know, they are pretty intelligent, PETA. And maybe they feel useful by providing this service to the American Navy. And they've been doing it for more than 30 years, and the Navy, you know, I really wouldn't say that they're really stupid, okay? They tend to test things to make sure they work, and they have found that dolphins perform reliably and pretty cheaply, by the way, and they aren't put in harm's way, even though they say that they have to clamp up to a terrorist and put swim up to a terrorist and put a clamp on their leg. The dolphins being used in the Iraq War are looking for underwater mines, and they are trained not to get close to them. They are just trained to spot them and then put a marker up so that we can find them safely. And you know, maybe these dolphins are intelligent. You know, I'd have to go with that, Pete. You know, I have to agree with Pete on that one. The dolphins are pretty intelligent mammals. And maybe they feel useful doing this. Unlike PETA, who pretty much serves no purpose in this world, at least the dolphins are performing some kind of task, and they are producing maybe better lives for the Iraqi people. See, PETA, I'm sure, has nothing against Saddam Hussein. You know, because I'm sure they're out there help protesting with signs that say "No blood for oil." You know, we've seen all those signs from all these death protesters: "No blood for oil." Well, I agree. That's one reason why we're going into Iraq. It's about time we take Saddam Hussein out, so he no longer can spill the blood of Iraqis to get the oil for himself. It's a shame that somebody like Saddam Hussein, who controls all of the oil wells in Iraq, is using the money for him and his sons and his mistresses and all his good buddies, the terrorists. And he's taken all this money from the oil wells, and of course that doesn't go to the Iraqi people. They're probably some of the poorest people and uneducated people in the world. And the disease is high over there. They have very little health care. The money from Iraqi oil is not going to the Iraqi people. It is Saddam Hussein. Again, I have to remind all of you death protesters out there, all you leftists out there, and some of you conservatives out there, that Saddam Hussein has killed more Muslims than Israel has. Especially you Palestinians, you people out there who want to protest on Palestinian side. Again, I have to remind you that your enemy is not Israel. Your enemy is people like Saddam Hussein, who does spill blood for oil. The thousands and thousands of his own people that he has killed in order to keep control of the oil wells. So it is, I agree with those signs. When you write those signs, "No blood for oil," then you're least right if you're aiming that towards Saddam Hussein, who has spilled plenty of blood for all the oil out there. And if we can use these dolphins, if we can put them to use and haven't given them a productive life, then they're just one step closer of being a good capitalist. Because that's what a capitalist does. He produces something for his fellow men. You know, that's the best way you can serve your fellow man. And we hear this all the time from the Bible thumpers and the especially the conservatives. I'm getting sick of the conservatives trying to apologize for capitalism. But it is the capitalist who produces for his fellow man more than any other kind of human being out there. It is a capitalist who gets up every morning and works his fingers to the bone in order to produce products at a better, cheaper, more quality for his fellow human beings to purchase from him. It is the capitalist who has brought this country, America, to the wealth that it has created. It is the capitalist who, for the first time in history since the creation of this country, this great country we call America, who is the first time to use the phrase to make money, get up every morning to go make money. And maybe these mammals, maybe these intelligent dolphins have realized that, and now they are producing for their fellow man by going out there and making the world a safer place and helping get rid of the evil people, the evil dictator that some of you are protesting to keep in power. It's a shame that all you death protesters out there have to get up every weekend and clog the roads so that it's harder for the entrepreneur to get to work in order to produce for his fellow man. You're out there protesting to keep this kind of person in power. It's, you know, you ought to feel shame that you're out there protecting a slave owner, a slave master. Here in America, we got rid of slavery 150 years ago thanks to capitalism. and yet you're out there trying to keep a slave master in power by saying, no, no blood for oil, no war, we need peace. If you want peace, the best thing you can do is to get rid of men like Saddam Hussein, men like Kim Il in North Korea. You know, it's about time the UN, it is about time the UN outlaws dictators and tyrants. If you do that, you will get rid of 98, if not 99% of all wars. Because it is dictators and tyrants that are the cause of the wars out there. Human Shields caught in the crossfire. I know, you're probably not hearing this on CBS or ABC or most of the newspapers, but you will hear here on The Big Money, because we broke this story, I believe, last Friday. Or maybe it was, well, maybe we did a Monday show, so maybe it was Monday. You know, I do so many of those shows, it's hard for me to keep track, because not only do I do a full-time job, and I'm a full-time daddy, but I also have to do this show every night from 10 to 11 here, exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network, every night from 10 to 11. You got to tune in. But we broke this story about Human Shields and what they have found in Iraq, and it's not, they're not very happy right now. And we'll get to the story and come back from the break, because you're tuned in to the only show that not only promotes capitalism, we defend America's most persecuted minority, the American businessman. And you need to tune in every weeknight from 10 to 11. You can get more information by going to www.thebigmoney.com. That's thebigmoney.com. Or you can email me, jd@thebigmoney.com. It's real easy to do. You can be anonymous if you want to. I don't care. I read all letters. I might not respond to them, but I read them all. And I got to remind you, I've got a couple shows here on the Interactive Radio Network, one of the fastest growing networks on the Internet. We have a bunch of good shows for you. Bunch of good shows. Not only do you hear good commentary like this, objective commentary here on The Big Money, but we are also filled up with all kind of sports programs. If you want sports, this is the place to come. We carry all of the Orlando Seals hockey games. You can't beat that if you're a hockey fan, especially here in Central Florida. All of the hockey games for the Orlando Seals. And we also have five new shows coming to you exclusively from BroadcastMonsters.com. BroadcastMonsters.com. We got five shows right here. We have The Pit Stop, which is a NASCAR news talk show. You got to hear it. Great show. Love it. The Pit Stop. You can't beat that. We have a soccer show from them. We have a golf show. I know there's a lot of golfers out there. You got to tune into this show. And look, here's a unique one for you. A bodybuilding show right here on the Interactive Radio Network, thanks to BroadcastMonsters.com. You got to check out. For more information, go to irn.fm and check out the schedule. And when the weekend comes around, it's time to party, folks. If you're into beer, good beer, if you're interested in maybe brewing your own beer, which thanks to President Carter, one of the good things he's done, you can learn more about home brewing on Kimber on Beer every Saturday, live right here from 7 to 9, coming to you every week from a new, secured, undisclosed location. You got to tune into this rock and roll show. It is a great show, not only about drinking brew, but also home brewing. It's a great show. You got to check it out. It's called Kimber on Beer, every Saturday from 7 to 9. Check it out. You'll be impressed. You're listening to The Big Money right here on the Interactive Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Human Shields caught in the crossfire right here on The Big Money. Don't go anywhere.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
Internet Radio News, I'm Joe Malchow.
Their defeat is certain. All that is unclear is the number of days or weeks it will take.
Donald Rumsfeld seeking to reaffirm an anxious nation. U.S. and allied forces have now taken more than 3,500 Iraqi prisoners. At a Pentagon briefing, Donald Rumsfeld said humanitarian assistance is already being delivered. British troops battled diehard Iraqi defenders of Basra today as warnings mounted of a humanitarian crisis for the city's 1.3 million residents. Concurrently, blinding sandstorms slowed the American-led advance on Baghdad. Despite that, the U.S. bombed targets in northern Iraq, and U.S. troops gained control of a vast Iraqi airbase. They sealed 36 bunkers there, which were then earmarked as possible sites of weapons of mass destruction. President Bush claimed steady progress today, but warned of hard battles ahead. He would not estimate an end date. In the war's second friendly fire incident, an American F-16 fired on a U.S. Patriot missile battery in Iraq after the battery's radar locked on the jet. No U.S. casualties were reported. The F-16 fired an AGM-88 high-speed anti-radiation missile at the battery and damaged its radar. The Senate voted today to cut U.S. President Bush's proposed $726 billion tax cut in half. Senators voted 51-48 to reduce the tax reduction's price tag to $350 billion through 2013. Bush has said his plan is needed to spur the slumbering economy. Wall Street moved modestly higher on President Bush's speech. By late afternoon, the Dow was up 57 points at 82.72. That's Internet Radio News.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Our marijuana laws are terribly unfair, and they make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges. And we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Exciting and controversial, it's the IRN Sports Show, Sunday, 5 to 6:30 p.m. on IRN, the Interactive Radio Network.
Recently, sightings of an enormous object have been popping up everywhere.
It's so big, so huge.
It's not natural. I've never seen anything so big.
Something so big, so gargantuan, you won't believe your eyes.
I thought I knew big, but this is big.
It's John Holmes Pizza, the biggest pizza you've ever seen. A full 18 inches of delicious pizza.
How could you possibly fit all that in your mouth?
I can handle it.
John Holmes Pizza. It's bigger than pizza pizza. It's pizza pizza. Pizza 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 pizza.
I don't think I could handle all that, but I'd be willing to try.
John Holmes Pizza. Coming soon on a table near you.
Do you hope to be getting a big-ass meal at a fly price? Right now, you and your posse could be snacking for under $7. No shit. McDonald's presents the Big Motherfucker. Get the Big Motherfucker with a bottle of Colt 45, chitlins, pig's feet, on a cornbread biscuit with a big old bucket of gravy. This shit be cheaper than two hits of crack, and so good, you'll be saying shit, dog. Did somebody be saying McDonald's? You're damn right. McDonald's, we loves it when you be smiling.
The Tom Sawyer of Top Radio, your friend and mine, Mr. J.D. Hoffman.
Okay, people, let's open it up. I want to hear some new ideas,
something fresh, something different. Come on now.
All right, I hear you. Dazzle is what you want. Dazzle is what you're going to get right here on The Big Money every weeknight from 10 to 11. Check out my website, www.thebigmoney.com. Email me, jd@thebigmoney.com. Don't forget, we have a chat room open every night from 10 to 11. Check it out at irn.fm. Now let's get to the human shields, because maybe they are repenting. We've all heard about these human shields they left in this double-decker bus. Kind of reminded me of those peace mix back in the 60s. You know, everything's peace and cool, free love. You know, who needs war? Well, you need war when you have evil men, because it's evil only lives when good men do nothing. And that's what we've been doing. That's what the UN has been doing for 30 years, doing nothing when evil men come to power. The UN has been nothing but protecting evil men for the last 30 years. It's about time that this moral country, the first moral country in history, finally got the gonads to go in there and take care of evil where good men do nothing. And the human shields, we saw them leaving this double-decker bus, you know, with all these peace signs, you know, and all the banners saying no blood for oil, when they should have been saying that to Saddam Hussein, who I explained again is the one who's been spilling blood for oil. We saw them when they left and had their long drive through all these peaceful countries to get to Iraq. Well, things kind of changed once they got there. A story out of WorldNet Daily. As the coalition bombs drop across Iraq, many anti-war protesters from around the world seeking to serve as human shields for the Iraqi people find themselves caught in the crossfire. The London Independent reports a British human shield has not been heard from since the initial bombing last week. Leo Warren, 44, is one of seven British human shields believed to still be in Iraq. In his last email to family hours prior to the initial decapitation airstrikes, Warren raised concerns that he and other members of the group were being manipulated by the Iraqi government. When the protesters arrived in Baghdad in February, they intended to position themselves at schools, orphanages, and hospitals, but Iraqi officials ordered them to deploy at water treatment centers, bridges, and power plants. They removed us from sites we had chosen because we were critical of the integrity and the anonymity of the Iraqi authorities, organizer Ken O'Keefe told the Christian Science Monitor before the conflict began. O'Keefe is a former Marine who renounced his citizenship after his experience in the Gulf War. The vast majority of people on this planet oppose this war, O'Keefe asserted on the BBC's Hard Talk program. Hey, I got to interrupt here. The vast majority of people on this planet oppose this war. This is what O'Keefe is saying. That ought to have been corrected. The vast majority of ignorant people on this planet oppose this war. That's, I believe, is what he meant to say. The United States intends to carry out this war because they need to dominate the world by controlling its oil reserves. Listen, if we wanted to control the world's oil reserves, we could do it. But again, I must correct people like O'Keefe. I must correct people on the left and some of the conservatives. The oil in the Middle East is ours by right anyway. How long have the Arabs been in the Middle East? Question. That's a question I have on you. Look, some, you know, like that big guy up in New York, he now broadcasts down in West Palm Beach. Some of the best questions asked on this show is asked by me. How long has oil been in the Middle East? How long have the Arabs been in the Middle East? For a long, long time. Correct? Correct. We're using logic here. They don't teach that in college anymore, but you will learn that here on The Big Money. I made this point last week. Oil has been bubbling up in the Middle East for hundreds, if not for thousands of years, and it was of no value to the people in the Middle East. You cannot feed camels oil. Oil had no value. It wasn't until American geologists came over there and discovered oil and said, hey, you people know what you got here under the ground? And of course they go, yeah. It gets on our feet, and it makes a mess when you track it into our tents. And then the Industrial Revolution came around. America could use that oil. We put a value on that oil. It's because of America that the oil now has a value. It was American geologists that found the oil. It was American technicians that found a way to get the oil out of the ground. It was American entrepreneurs who got the oil from the Middle East to America to refine it and gave it a value. It wasn't until Americans brought value to the oil that all of a sudden the Arabs go, hey, whoa! You mean that stuff's worth something? And it's then when the dictators and the monarchies nationalize all the oil wells. By right, the oil is ours anyway. But of course, nobody has the balls to say it except me. Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the airwaves, only radical capitalists. If we wanted that oil, we could take that oil by right. But we're not doing that. We're giving the oil back to the Iraqi people because it is Saddam Hussein who uses blood for oil. You're listening to The Big Money only on the Interactive Radio Network. We've got a little more coming up.
Stick around.
Showing now in a theater near you.
From the producer of Charlie's Angels, it's Charlie Manson's Angels.
Charlie, what do we do now?
Yeah, Charlie, tell us what to do.
Charlie, you're so smart.
Charlie Manson's Angels.
Showing now in a theater near you.
Bob Ruff Manish,
yo, Charlie, you're a genius.
Hey, have you ever heard about the First Tee Golf Program? Here's the one place to get the skinny, StubbySticks.com. I'm Stubby. I once saw a child attempt a game of golf with a cut-down set of adult clubs. It brought tears to both his and my eyes. Then I got the drive to produce the world's best kids' golf set. Titanium driver, three Hogan-like heads, 5-7 and a 9-iron, and an excellent kids' putter. Call toll-free, it's 1-866-4-STUBBY, or check out the website, www.stubbysticks.com. Support kids' golf, and be prepared to be impressed.
Assembled right here in the USA, stubbysticks.com, or dial 1-866-4-STUBBY. That's 1-866-4-STUBBY.
Now, back to the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, your friend and mine, Mr. J.D. Hoffman.
Okay, people, let's open it up. I want to hear some new ideas, something fresh, something different. Come on now. Dazzle me.
And that's what you get, something fresh and something different, only on The Big Money here on the Interactive Radio Network, home of the Orlando Seals hockey game. And we'll continue where we left off here with the Human Shields, who are finally repenting. Australian Jake Nowakowski's Human Shield mission with the Truth, Justice, Peace group lasted only 3 weeks. He told the London Telegraph he was manipulated by the Iraqi authorities, and when he tried to defy them, he and five other Human Shields were kicked out of the country. Nowakowski said his trip taught him that things were a lot more complicated than they seemed in a lot of ways. Yeah, he got lucky. He could leave Iraq. Most Iraqians who say no to Saddam Hussein end up dead because, of course, he spills blood for money. Daniel Pepper, a 23-year-old Jewish-American photographer, also admitted to the Telegraph that he had been duped by Saddam's secret police. Anyone with half a brain must see that Saddam has to be taken out. It is extraordinarily ironic that the anti-war protesters are marching to defend a government which stops its people exercising that freedom, Pepper said. And I would have to agree. I've been making that point for over 2 years here on The Big Money, that a government that does not respect the rights of its citizens can claim none for himself. And that's what the Saddam Hussein's government is saying. They're saying, hey, we are a sovereign country and you can't come in here and take us. They are not a sovereign country. Saddam Hussein is nothing but a thug, a murderous thug at that. He kills his own people, spills blood for oil that enriches him, not his people. The normal Iraqian citizen has no rights in that country. You say no to Saddam Hussein, you get a bullet in the head. These Human Shields got lucky. They got extremely lucky that they weren't blown up by our missiles. They got extremely lucky that they weren't shot in the head by Saddam Hussein when they said, no, we're not going there. We're Human Shields. We're here to protect that government. The Human Shields went there to condone slavery. They went there to make sure that a slave master stayed in power. It is shameful. But here at the BIG Network,
we forgive all the human shields. Matter of fact, we are now giving an applause for all the human shields who have finally seen reality, that have finally came down to earth. Yes. You know, he continues here. Mr. Pepper. Perhaps the most crushing thing we learned was that most ordinary Iraqis thought Saddam Hussein had paid us to come protest in Iraq. Are you believing that? That's what they believe over there in Iraq. Pretty sick. Pretty sick. The Reverend Kenneth Joseph, an American pastor, told the Times that some of the Iraqis he interviewed on camera told him they would commit suicide if American bombing didn't start. Yeah, I read that correct. You heard that correct. They were willing to commit suicide if the American bombing didn't start. They were willing to see their homes demolished to gain their freedoms from Saddam's bloody tyranny, Joseph said. They convinced me that Saddam was a monster the likes of which the world had not seen since Stalin and Hitler. He and his sons are sick sadists. Their tales of slow torture and killing made me ill, such as people put in huge shredder for plastic products feet first, so they could hear their screams as their bodies got chewed up from the foot to the head. The Japanese government is frantically trying to persuade Japanese nationalists serving as human shields to get out of Iraq before it is too late. So again here, human shields, they are repenting. And here at the BIG Network, we applaud you. Again, we're going to applaud you one more time. You have come to your senses. Now if we can only get the rest of the ignorant population to see their ways. Delta Air to cut service 12% on U.S. and international routes. Delta Airlines, the third largest U.S. carrier, will reduce flights by 12% as the war in Iraq hurts air travel demand and increases the risk that more airlines may seek bankruptcy protection. You know, what it is, it's not the war that's keeping travel down. It's the economy. You know, a lot of people don't have a lot of money now. A lot of businesses are afraid to do any business. But that it might be changing a little bit. The airlines might get a reprieve here if the economy picks up. And the economy will hopefully pick up because finally we have an American government who does what it says it was going to do. For the last year and a half, the economy has been sinking because the government kept saying they were going to fight the terrorists, but nothing has happened. For the last year, Mr. Bush has said he would go in and take care of Saddam Hussein, but nothing has happened. The American economy is stagnant. It's because the business community has to plan long term. And they're afraid of the government. That's why they pay extortion fees every 4 years when a new government comes into power here in the United States. But finally they're seeing that this government is doing what it said it will do. And now hopefully the economy will pick up a little bit. The Dow has jumped quite a bit here in the last couple of days. People got a little scared Monday when it went down. That's because we had a few hiccups there in Iraq. But the American business community, the capitalists of this world, even though they won't defend it themselves, I have to do that here in the Big Money every weeknight from 10 to 11. But finally they're saying that this government maybe will do what it says it will do, and the economy is going to pick up a little bit. Maybe Delta Airlines will keep from going into bankruptcy, but I don't know. They're spending a lot of money. They're in the hole quite a bit. But it's not the war that's causing the airline industry to go sour. It's because of the damn weight you got to go through, the damn humiliation you got to go through just to get on an airplane to go from one American city to another American city. It's the damn government getting in the way of people wanting to travel freely in this country that's keeping the airlines down. You know, who wants to go to an airport 4 hours before your flight to get searched by a bunch of ignorant people, incompetent people that have no idea what they're looking for, that aren't allowed to use a screening devices and profiling. They're not allowed to use profiling to find terrorists, but they're causing a pain for just normal Americans who just want to travel from one city to another, and that's where your problem is. It's the government getting in the way of the airlines. Hopefully they'll get out of the way, but this U.S. stocks, they're going to continue to rise, and hopefully it will continue to rise for the next couple years. So now, if you've been kind of worried about putting your money in the stocks, now might be the time to do it, because once this war got on the way, things look a little better. So, yeah. That's what we say here. I try to bring you a little bit of news, a little bit of good news. Speaking of good news, experts say a reported UFO sighting in Norway was probably an electrocuted cat. You hear that story anywhere else? Nope, but you will hear it here. People in Norway reported seeing a fireball explode in the night sky and fall slowly down to Earth, but investigators think they solved the mystery after the charred body of a cat was found on the foot of an electrical mast. They believe the unlucky cat climbed up the mast, touched a live wire, and fell to his death. What the people saw was a cat exploding and falling off the mast. Where was PETA when you really need them? You're listening to the Big Money on the Interactive Radio Network. It's 9 before the hour. That means we only have a few more minutes left. We'll be right back right after this short break.
You are listening to the BIG Network.
This is IRN, the official internet radio site for Orlando Seals Hockey, the interactive radio network.
As a black woman, I get angry when a so-called black leader or politician pushes gun control. With no guns, my mother, father, aunt, and two sisters would be defenseless against criminals. Politicians who push gun control are saying they don't trust you. They're saying you're too stupid or too dangerous to own a gun. They're saying they don't care about your family's safety. They claim the police will protect you, but that's a lie. If it were true, no one would ever get robbed or raped or murdered. You know the difference between a free man and a slave? Slaves don't own guns. My ancestors were slaves, but I'm not. I'm a free American, I understand the Constitution, and I have the right to own a gun to defend myself and my family. Gun control is not about controlling crime, it's about controlling you. And anyone who tells you to give up your guns, I don't care what color they are, their ultimate goal is to be your new massa.
Help us spread these ads across America. Send checks to Citizens of
this
America.
This is Kimber on Beer.
It's my show, and I'm getting you guys beers and you guys food and blankets because it's freezing up here. We have no heat. He's gone.
And this is Kimber on Beer.
Well, like JD was saying, welcome to Kimber on Beer. We try to do it here on IRN.
I don't know what I'm doing.
What the?
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Grab a beer, sit down, and strap in. Friday nights at 9 p.m. right here on the Interactive Radio Network for more.
You've heard them a million times.
Some restrictions apply.
Disclaimer.
Void where inhibited by law.
That's prohibited.
Oh, I knew that.
Imagine the career opportunities available to you as a graduate of the Claim to Fame Disclaimer School in Maine. Interested in a career in home furnishings? Well, then you'll need to know this.
Do not remove tag under penalty of law.
How about banking?
Member FDIC.
Show business.
Pick up a theater for a newspaper near you.
That's newspaper for a theater near you.
Sorry, I was absent that day.
Thanks to the Claim to Fame Disclaimer School in Maine, you'll be able to immediately step into toy store management.
Some assembly required.
Electronics.
Batteries not included.
You can even pursue a career in the legal profession.
Check arms at door.
That's firearms at door.
Oh, sorry.
Or restaurant.
Shirt and shoes required.
Bar.
Must be 21 to enter.
The Claim to Fame Disclaimer School in Maine.
Call 1-800 for a limited time only.
Hold it, that's too many numbers.
Talk fast then, like me.
Beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexual spleening.
Right here on the Big Money, exclusively on the Interactive Radio Network. I'm your host, Mr. J.D. Hoffman, the Tom Sawyer of Talk Radio, the airway's only radical capitalist, and a story here by Dennis Peacock. And he's talking about the war here, and he's raised some important questions, he says, about American values. And just part of what he says here, in this war, some would say, for multiple reasons, that the most important thing is the removal of Saddam Hussein. Some would say that it's about limiting the weapons of mass destruction. Some would say it is a definite step in the war against terrorism. Others would say that it is really about greed for future economic advantage or protecting current oil contracts involving the United States, France, and others. The old left coalition says it's about U.S. imperialism and its linkage to a host of other fatal flaws in the American dream. I say, while it touches all these things, it is, at bottom, about something that both incorporates and transcends them. It is about history pushing to have the great debate we have put off for so long to all our hurt. He says it's a spiritual warfare, above all. He said, the modern world is a collective stomach full of massive indigestion, periodically belching, but as yet unable to throw up all the turmoil and confusion within it. But that changes here in the Big Money, every weeknight from 10 to 11. We are not a collective stomach. We are a group of individuals. The individual is the smallest minority in any country. But here are some of the questions he raises, and this is why I brought it up real quick. He says, does life have a moral or spiritual absolutes, and if so, what are they? What does the word freedom mean? In what way are all people equal? And if they are, does this mean equal in terms of rights and responsibilities? Do nations have the right to govern themselves? Or is a one-world international government the goal toward which humanity should strive? Is the United Nations or the European Union an unstated but hoped-for step in the direction of one world? Are the poor always right and oppressed and in poverty because they are victims of the rich? What causes poverty? Why are the American universities and the American media so predominantly filled with those of the left, politically left persuasion? And here's the one that always gets me. Is capitalism inherently flawed and evil? Yeah. Here's one. How are jobs created, and what do we do to stimulate private investment to help create them? It's simple. You listen to the Big Money every weeknight from 10 to 11. Right here on the Interactive Radio Network. You want a voice of your own? Do you feel you're voiceless? Do you think that Martin Sheen speaks for you because you are the voiceless? Well, now you can have your own voice by going to IRN.FM, and for a measly sum of $59.95, you can have your own radio broadcast station on the Internet broadcasting to the world. It's simple to do. Go to IRN.FM and become your own voice. If you have talent that even closely approaches mine, then you can have a great talk show right here on the Interactive Radio Network or on your own network. Get more information, go to IRN.FM. You have been listening to The Big Money. We'll take tomorrow night off, and we'll be back here Thursday night from 10 to 11. More information, www.thebigmoney.com. We appreciate everybody listening. Till Thursday night, go make money.
You've been listening to The Big Money. The Big Money is a production of the BIG Network. The producer of The Big Money is Miss Kimber. The designated driver for the BIG Network is Debbie George. And J.D. Hoffman was produced by his mother. Tune in next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
This is IRN, the official internet radio site for Orlando Seals Hockey, the Interactive Radio Network.
I'm a smoker, but the people in my office aren't. That's why I chew gum, because they keep saying, hey, you can't smoke in here. And even if I go outside and come back in, they all say, boy, you stink like smoke. Here, have some gum. So I quit smoking at work altogether. I just sit here and chew this f***ing gum. You know, I live my own life. I don't know why they just can't live their own f***ing lives. I don't tell them what to do. Oh, hi, Bill. Did you just take a dump? You smell like s***. Why don't you have some gum? I'm not going to take it anymore.